I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. According to church tradition, June 29 marks the day of the Apostle Paul's martyrdom. It's commemorated as the Day of the Christian Martyr. Todd Nettleton, a spokesman with the Voice of the Martyrs USA, says this year, the focus is on the Christians of Mosul. 10 years ago this month, ISIS took over and killed many of them. Thousands fled, but there remained a handful. Therein lies the purpose of lament, to process our pain so that we can rejoice. The remnant church survived and is a vibrant body today.
What we want to do is be inspired. They were willing to sacrifice their lives to see the gospel advance where they were. What would I be willing to sacrifice to see the gospel advance in my neighborhood, in my city?
At our website, we'll connect you to a suite of free digital resources to help you find your place in the story. And in order to understand God's word fully, some people need to hear scripture instead of reading it. Mega Voices' Daryl Templeton recently met an Algerian doctor during an overseas trip. Templeton asked the doctor what language he spoke growing up, and when he answered Kabili, Templeton handed him an audio Bible. The doctor pressed play, and everything changed.
It was like someone shot him. He just crumpled to the floor and just began sobbing. And it was several minutes before he could talk. This doctor spoke 8 languages fluently. But for the first time in his life, he heard God's word in his heart language.
Stories like these happen over and over as believers introduce people to audio scripture. Mega Voice provides the tools to make it possible, but they need your help to create more. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.